https://nationalpolice.org/contact/name, keeping it real, Martin Hauser. Email, facts.dontley.hadidan.id@gmail.com. Phone, 516-406-4560. Subject: connections detached-relink to history, Sankofa, Paramount. Status of policing in America-confer to a conversation please, comma-. As a matter of national security, this is a 911 type of emergency communication. Please accept this communication accordingly. As we continue to censor persons such as me in this debate, people are dying in our country from the violence that is underway. This matter is not being addressed properly of its underpinning sources. The causes are being left out of the debate and continue to manifest their destructive events time and time again on the news. Once again, this is a 911 emergency communication. I cannot fathom the moral agency of the police side of this problem within our society to suppress our citizenry's point of view on subjects that I cannot even put detail to mention here directly. The details are presented out of this communication on the links provided. I am making it known to my suspicion that there are content filters involved here in this nationalpolice.org/contact/method. This has been already tested and proven true when I first encountered such maliciousness on the part of the representations of policing authority. To prevent this topic to hold debates of resolve, obviously making this subject is taboo from being discussed. The intent on the part of the agency of law enforcement must be reasoned to be deductively concluded to strongly hold on to a secretive agenda that must change. In my continued efforts, I have replied on Facebook to your post. The comment deserves to be placed and kept, and the comment deserves to be responded to. SCOTA sides with National Police Association amicus brief and reinstates qualified immunity for police officers. https://www.facebook.com/nationalpoliceassex/post/18999238968623833. Comment @=1930677243787048. On what action you might use against me with intended censorship, those of the actions of the National Police Association, nationalpolice.org, to be deemed custom acts to protect a secretive agenda of conspiracy. These are actions that continue to violate my, collectively our, rights. There is no worry that I identify this behavior on the part of police representation as unprofessional at the very least. These are actually actions in violation of cultural observance that continue to violate United States Code Title 18 Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. https://www.justice.gov/court/deprivation-rights-under-color-law. Deprivation of rights under color of law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority. If the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties, persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. This contact us form to National Police Association is being CC, in detail onto the United States Department of Justice, contact page. https://www.justicegov/dodge/web/forms/shire-message-department-justice. In the effort to not be impacted by such mentioned possible censorship by the representation of policing agency, the texts of the Facebook comment and this contact form are being preserved and saved on this end of authorship. This is just in case your altered points of view place you to act in violation of the law to censor my effort to reveal the record of the truth. Don't worry about my today's effort, the text of this contact form is saved. Notice that the ID associated with my phone number has to be emphasized here. This mobile device identity represents the effect that my previous phone/mobile device was hacked. This was hacked while I was attempting to communicate on Facebook Messenger with my local politicians of county supervisors. They too are just ignoring my reaching out communications. In Messenger, they are just kicking the read seen by indicator down the conversation without responding. My phone was hacked and my communications were interfered with from the outside. My technology device initiated to force a firmware update and made that an unconditional reset of the device that would not connect to the internet, effectively disabling my phone. I made a record of this by capturing the firmware update screen and of course reporting this activity to the FBI. Knowing the conditions we are currently existing and suffering in the United States, such a law enforcement agency will just ignore it. I also placed the image of this firmware update screen to be the avatar of a Twitter account. That account is not mentioned here just in case you have a filtering catalog that contains references to all of my online identities. So, the fact that my phone was hacked only goes to the confirming truth that I am targeted, and the activity to disable my Windows 10 hardware in a motel room in January 2021 is also associated with this targeting. They disabled my technology devices to not be able to access the internet, so I could not document in real-time updates of the involvements with my local police with the events that were transpiring in this motel room. I asked for an officer of the San Bernardino Police Department to respond hours before I had to check out of the motel room on January 3, 2021. They already were given knowledge of who I am and prior communications attempting to remedy the systemic persecution of my life. They never properly or professionally responded to the motel room. Blood Room 101. When the officer of the police finally responded, he appeared outside before the motel room window, my blood already all over the room from a self-inflicted wound to my neck. The officer assigned me the role somehow of being a terrorist. He mentioned if I was the one who emailed the mayor with some kind of threat with anthrax. Hours prior to check-out time of the motel room, an open 911 text interface was used to put these circumstances into an official record. None of this interface to the police authority served to provide my right of necessity to interface with law enforcement. The utility of social service of technology to dial 911 voice and use 911 text services was denied from my use. The 911 interference has been documented and placed into my online journal. All of this vigorously received effort to suppress me individually and collectively of our citizenry to make a corrective course seems to be showing itself of a hate involvement bias. Such a need to address this is being exposed in the news in Los Angeles County. I claim it is much more expansive than just a single regional county's law enforcement agency. The technology device that I am using is given a full and complete public disclosure. I represent here to not have any kind of violent intentions. I am writing here to you in no way of any kind of offensive way. There is no way to assign such references that I am representing any kind of agency of destruction. I am in no way possible to be declared a terrorist. Far from it, I am under a mission of peace-making. I especially am in no way any kind of threat to national security. This goes to define the activity of the actions used against me under the Patriot Act allowing the government overreaching surveillance access to citizens. I suspect I am being negatively subject to its abuse that is being publicly reported and mentioned in public forums. Also placed onto actual research finding publications on the National Institutes of Health related to this subject. See links below. These are imposed against me by points of connection much to all of the civil society in the community. I do not deserve this negative action against me. The actions that have been used against me are criminal and a violation of state and federal laws. These actions against me and my ability to report this are being intentionally roadblocked by the local police authority that will not acknowledge my reaching out to remedy. This BitChute video placed online best applies to present the similar nature that has happened to my own life. https://www.bitchute.com/video/6gzskts0xfch/ Split equals I were 1 VGRK Edgson Kinnersom 0 EZ 8 HCBLXW Furbhtn 8 VDF 84 I-DZKZ 3 I jacked 4 NA. The FBI COINTELPRO stalking and assassination program ran in secrecy for decades before being exposed in the 1970s. This program targeted activists, whistleblowers, political organizations and civilians in the United States. Dash. How can I remove the branding you all in the law enforcement authority and greater civil society have placed against my name and my identity? How can I stop the knowing I am maliciously targeted by the community points of affairs for 16 years and it will never end? This is a plea of mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy me, stop the hate already. Dash. Device ID 516-406-4560 Device name, Forevermore Cruel Hate Incubator. This is in view of the entire scheme of police authority that is working opposite of the Commonwealth, opposite of natural law, opposite of good but working in the acts of evil. Any cause of action that goes to silence the effort to stop this, is an act in support to be sympathetic to hate and evil. I do not understand how you all sleep knowing these conditions remain unchallenged to the hate and evil motives that are infested in much of the police forces across the nation. Notes on the email address used here. factsdontlie.hadidon.idied@gmail.com. Facts don't lie, hated on, I died. This ID created in August 2021 in the purchase of a new phone and immediately prior to a train trip destination to New York and the goal to be eventually into the United Nations. This need to go to the United Nations to denounce my United States citizenry and change my nationality to some other country that does not allow the haters to intentionally win. Always allowed to intentionally win. On board the Amtrak train, I attempted to communicate my traveling mission to the train conductor. I was not abusive or presenting myself in any way, intoxicated. I mentioned that I wanted to create a communication bridge into the United Nations. The conductor somehow took my request into an act to stop the train and call the Texas Police Authority to throw me off the train. My mission to go to the United Nations was interrupted. I was placed into a 58-day stay in jail in Williamson County, Texas. The account of what I observed in malicious operations of the jail and changes in the specifications of the building facility should be brought forward into full view of prompt correction. Obviously, an intention of change of building codes in the specifications of the fire protection system that are violations of code and would obviously fail inspection. I am now out of the jail and returned back to San Bernardino. My trip to New York, United Nations was interrupted. Am I back here in a continued violation of the law against me of a continued persecutory system? That makes me a victim forever to the end of my life? I protest. This is what I uncovered at the jail in Williamson County, Texas that are noted to be in violation of the operating code. This is being intentionally perverse and violated by the facility. https://text/redsaw/state/x/public/redtac$sign/text page/sl=r&@=9&p/dir=np/reloc=np/ploc=np/g=1&p/tech=nt=37&pt=9&ch=259&rl=619 Texas Administrative Code Title 37 Public Safety and Corrections Part 9 Texas Commission on Jail Standards Chapter 259 New Construction Rules Subchapter G Temporary Housing, Buildings Rule Section 259.619 Life Safety Specifically identified here in violation of E. Self-alarming smoke detectors or smoke detectors which are part of an automatic fire detection and alarm system shall be provided for each inmate living and a room area in sufficient numbers to provide prompt warning to occupants and staff. The alarm systems should be tested in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation, but shall be tested at least on calendar quarterly intervals and test results made a matter of record to include date and results of test, and signature of the person testing the equipment. What I observed during my incarceration at the Williamson County, Texas Corrections Facility in Georgetown was placed into the record on the information tracking system provided by Smart Jail Mail. This was placed into the written record under my booking 21-192,333. What I placed into the record is outrageous to consider this goes on without being identified as violations and inspections passed year by year. The 24 individual jail cells that are found in the cell block of infirmary have been altered from their original building specifications. The facility was built in 2003. What I observed is that the smoke detectors have been intentionally removed from the ceiling of these cells. Where these fire protection equipment units are supposed to be actively in operation, there is a blank metal cover with screws. This cover is painted over. The smoke detectors have been intentionally removed from all of the 24 individual person cells in this section of the jail. This being dedicated to infirmary for medical purposes, the cells also have routed in electrical power. The accessibility to 120 volt plugs is also a feature of these cells. In such a violation of specification, there must be some kind of reasoning for this change. The only speculative conclusion I can make is that at some time future, the plan is that somehow the country and government would be under the control of some kind of different power. This goes to the January 6, 2021 insurrection attack on the United States Capitol building. Those who engaged in this action against the government, if successful, would greatly be at an advantage of the cell block's current configuration. If taken that the government is overthrown by powers that represent sources from World War II era of Nazi Germany, which is true, these cells are currently configured to the possible use as torture chambers. This is a logical and reasoned suggested future use here considering that any smoke generated by the use of electrical torture of humans would go undetected by the system due to the missing units. If jails across our entire nation are under the top leader management of this kind of change in these jailhouse specifications, this has a great vulnerability in the security of our nation overall. Furthermore, to complicate the matter, what has happened to the radioactive element in these missing smoke detectors? If 24 are missing from this Williamson County, Texas jailhouse alone, what if such intentional removal of equipment changes have been made? This is definitely a source to consider enough to make a dirty bomb from this unaccounted dash for equipment. Making a dirty bomb dash ABC News. https://abnews.com/technologia/loose-nuka/story, id=1077341 and page=1. November 1, 2005, this is a man-made radioactive agent that is used in oil drilling and surveying equipment and in very small amounts in household smoke detectors. Dash. This is just one of the items that I must bring forward into a correction at the jail. What I also know that is problematic, these matters are being protected and not addressed by a proclivity to support a hate agenda embedded in the entire policing authority across the entire country. When will I be treated with respect and dignity? When will I have a voice reaching through this bias? When will I be given the right to protest and the right to be received professionally? When will I be given the right of legal capacity to bring something into a viable discussion and intake these complaints into an active corrective remedy? On the efforts I have to stop the harassments that I have received, when will someone of greatness stand up and announce an end to terminate this systemic scheme of destruction along with the inappropriate use of abused powers of law enforcement police authority in this nation? Reference National Institutes of Health Researched Findings, untitled here, Pass Filters. https://www.bnlmnigov/pmc7178134. https://pubntnbnlmnigov/33666560/. https://pubntnbnlmnigov/33666560/. In such is the efforts of at site unseen, Dr. Joseph Pierre, to hold a false accounting, fake news, published article that I denounce his motives as being an etiology. What is happening is real. We must put an end to it, dash permanently, comma, dash, to Justice Department, dash, contact the division, by mail, correspondence to the Department of Justice, National Security Division including the Assistant Attorney General, may be sent to, National Security Division, Department of Justice, 950 Pennsylvania Avenue, NW, Washington, D.C. 20530, by e-mail. Correspondence by e-mail may be sent to nsd.public@usdoj.gov. News Media Inquiries. Win Hornbuckle, Spokesman. National Security Division. U.S. Department of Justice. 950 Pennsylvania Avenue, NW. Washington, D.C. 20530. Main 202-514-2007. Direct 202-616-0903. Fax 202 514-5331, comma, dash, name, James Martin Driscoll. Email address, Department of Justice, at, realifuman.net. Topic of message, national security. Message to the Department of Justice, comma, dash, holding strong onto my duty dash dear United States Justice Department. My name is James Martin Driscoll. I have some conditions of concern to report and I am really tired of getting the brush off to be completely ignored in my community, especially by agents of law enforcement. This includes from the local level of my city's police department into and through my county district attorney's office up into even having a complaint filed of violations of my civil rights with the Department of Justice. In my duty to our country's national security, I need to have the legal necessity to bring into view the verified legal capacity to report conditions of extreme concern. These are important community affairs onto the state of our national policing crisis. The state of these matters is considered to be a level of this crisis onto the destruction of our public trust. I have an important message directed to the National Police Association. This is the second connection communication to their organization. The first address was completely ignored. What is mentioned in this new address indeed relates to my interactions of 911 voice and 911 text interface while I was in a mental health crisis in a motel room that transpired on January 3, 2021. On social media as Blood Room 101, the events that occurred in the motel room led to me breaking the mirror and sticking a piece of that broken glass into my neck. In the weeks prior, I had been attempting to reach out to the mental health crisis line. I was attempting to find some kind of resource from the county's crisis line operated by the San Bernardino County Department of Behavioral Health. Nothing really substantial of assistance was offered from these attempts. I opened the 911 text interface a couple of hours prior to my checkout time at 11 a.m. I had asked for an officer of the local police department to respond to the room to report a person with whom I had prior contact. There was an issue that transpired shortly after midnight of January 1st, New Year's Day. I asked the man to leave but he would not. The chaos that was generated eventually alerted the manager of the motel. Eventually, the guy left. Most likely, the building manager had to warn him off the property. But later in the day's time after, he returned to show back up at my motel room on the 3rd early in the morning around 6-7 a.m. intending violence against me. My call to have a local police officer show up at my motel room to report this activity was genuine. The attempt to call the local police for their involvement in the matter completely failed. http://fuckeduphuman.space/911-text-interface/. Full of contents but direct record of 911 text transactions are in. http://fuckedupphuman.space/911-text-interface/blood-room-101-911-text-ms-g-010621-1vzm. http://fuckedupphuman.space/911-text-interface/msc-120220-1vzm. http://fuckedupphuman.space/911-text-interface/msc-120620-3vzm. The trust in the local police department and the 911 emergency services has shown to not hold trust or integrity in my case to my public safety. I do not feel safe in my own hometown, due to factors of being a targeted individual of gang stalking. This gang stalking activity has been ongoing for more than 16 years without any ability to stop it. The long-term observation of this negative impact on my mental health is daunting, to say the least. Everyone in my local community completely simply ignores my reaching-out attempts. Nothing here in my local hometown is trustworthy to the duty of the police and local public officials to be on the duty to protect and serve onto my life presence as a member of the community. Obviously, some kind of detachment that I can prove is a violation of my rights. We really want to help people find solutions, is related in this news article linked below. Absolutely no one at my attempts to reach out has placed this need to find a solution in my case up into this very day, November 2021. This is to actually understand what I am experiencing and to care for my life and safety. Still, I am at the great vulnerability of my mental health long-term survivability. I remain to be on a pathway to suicide. Department of Justice. Can you help me? Comma, dash. Rev. https://www.org/nu/health/in-mental-health-crises-911-call-now-brings-mixed-team-of-helpers-and-maybe-no-cops. In mental health crises, a 911 call now brings a mixed team of helpers, and maybe no cops. Health June 14, 2021 2:44 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Excerpted from article. He had called 911 when his fear of becoming homeless turned to thoughts of killing himself. I asked him, "Will you sit with me?" recalled Rademacher, a member of the city's mobile crisis response team who answered the call with a medic and helped connect the man with support services. We really want to empower people to find solutions. Missoula began sending this special crew on emergency mental health calls in November as a pilot project, and next month the program will become permanent. It's one of six mobile crisis response initiatives in Montana, up from one at the start of 2019, and four more local governments applied for state grants this year to form teams. Nationwide, more communities are creating units in which mental health professionals are the main responders to psychiatric crises instead of cops, though no official count exists of the teams that are up and running. Now back to my own life conditions that need to be reported to the United States Justice Department. Subsequently collective on these matters as acted against me locally and collectively, is the violation of my Eighth Amendment against cruel and unusual punishment. I would like to bring into view the connection correspondence I directed to the National Police Association. Then I will conclude with what needs to be brought to the attention to stop the activity that I am receiving as a targeted individual of gang stalking. Via https://nationalpoliceorg/contact/name, keeping it real, Martin Hauser. Email, factsdontley.hadidon.id@gmail.com. Phone, 516-406-4560. Subject connections detached-relink to history, Sankofa, Paramount. Status of policing in America-confer to a conversation please. As a matter of national security, this is a 911 type of emergency communication. Please accept this communication accordingly. As we continue to censor persons such as me in this debate, people are dying in our country from the violence that is underway. This matter is not being addressed properly of its underpinning sources. The causes are being left out of the debate and continue to manifest their destructive events time and time again on the news. Once again, this is a 911 emergency communication. I cannot fathom the moral agency of the police side of this problem within our society to suppress our citizenry's point of view on subjects that I cannot even put detail to mention here directly. The details are presented out of this communication on the links provided. I am making it known to my suspicion that there are content filters involved here in this National Police org/contact/method. This has been already tested and proven true when I first encountered such maliciousness on the part of the representations of policing authority. To prevent this topic to hold debates of resolve, obviously making this subject is taboo from being discussed. The intent on the part of the agency of law enforcement must be reasoned to be deductively concluded to strongly hold on to a secretive agenda that must change. In my continued efforts, I have replied on Facebook to your post. The comment deserves to be placed and kept, and the comment deserves to be responded to. SCOTUS sides with National Police Association amicus brief and reinstates qualified immunity for police officers. https://www.facebook.com/nationalpoliceessex/post/18999238968623833, comment IOD=1930677243787048. On what action you might use against me with intended censorship, those of the actions of the National Police Association, nationalpolice.org, to be deemed custom acts to protect a secretive agenda of conspiracy. These are actions that continue to violate my, collectively our, rights. There is no worry that I identify this behavior on the part of police representation as unprofessional at the very least. These are actually actions in violation of cultural observance that continue to violate United States Code Title 18 Section 242, Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. https://www.justicegov/court/deprivation-rights-under-color-of-law. Deprivation of Rights Under Color of Law. Summary. Section 242 of Title 18 makes it a crime for a person acting under color of any law to willfully deprive a person of a right or privilege protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States. For the purpose of Section 242, acts under color of law include acts not only done by federal, state, or local officials within their lawful authority, but also acts done beyond the bounds of that official's lawful authority. If the acts are done while the official is purporting to or pretending to act in the performance of his/her official duties, persons acting under color of law within the meaning of this statute include police officers, prisons guards and other law enforcement officials, as well as judges, care providers in public health facilities, and others who are acting as public officials. It is not necessary that the crime be motivated by animus toward the race, color, religion, sex, handicap, familial status or national origin of the victim. The offense is punishable by a range of imprisonment up to a life term, or the death penalty, depending upon the circumstances of the crime, and the resulting injury, if any. Title 18, U.S.C., Section 242. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year, or both, and if bodily injury results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include the use, attempted use, or threatened use of a dangerous weapon, explosives, or fire, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 10 years, or both, and if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, shall be fined under this title, or imprisoned for any term of years or for life, or both, or may be sentenced to death. This Contact Us Form 2 National Police Association is being CC, in detail onto the United States Department of Justice, contact page. https://www.justicegov/dodge/webforms/shire-message-department-justice. In the effort to not be impacted by such mentioned possible censorship by the representation of policing agency, the texts of the Facebook comment and this contact form are being preserved and saved on this end of authorship. This is just in case your altered points of view place you to act in violation of the law to censor my effort to reveal the record of the truth. Don't worry about my today's effort, the text of this contact form is saved. Notice that the ID associated with my phone number has to be emphasized here. This mobile device identity represents the effect that my previous phone/mobile device was hacked. This was hacked while I was attempting to communicate on Facebook Messenger with my local politicians of county supervisors. They too are just ignoring my reaching out communications. In Messenger, they are just kicking the read seen by indicator down the conversation without responding. My phone was hacked and my communications were interfered with from the outside. My technology device initiated to force a firmware update and made that an unconditional reset of the device that would not connect to the internet, effectively disabling my phone. I made a record of this by capturing the firmware update screen and of course reporting this activity to the FBI. Knowing the conditions we are currently existing and suffering in the United States, such a law enforcement agency will just ignore it. I also placed the image of this firmware update screen to be the avatar of a Twitter account. That account is not mentioned here just in case you have a filtering catalog that contains references to all of my online identities. So, the fact that my phone was hacked only goes to the confirming truth that I am targeted, and the activity to disable my Windows 10 hardware in a motel room in January 2021 is also associated with this targeting. They disabled my technology devices to not be able to access the internet, so I could not document in real-time updates of the involvements with my local police with the events that were transpiring in this motel room. I asked for an officer of the San Bernardino Police Department to respond hours before I had to check out of the motel room on January 3, 2021. They already were given knowledge of who I am and prior communications attempting to remedy the systemic persecution of my life. They never properly or professionally responded to the motel room. Blood Room 101. When the officer of the police finally responded, he appeared outside before the motel room window, my blood already all over the room from a self-inflicted wound to my neck. The officer assigned me the role somehow of being a terrorist. He mentioned if I was the one who emailed the mayor with some kind of threat with anthrax. hours prior to check-out time of the motel room, an open 911 text interface was used to put these circumstances into an official record. None of this interface to the police authority served to provide my right of necessity to interface with law enforcement. The utility of social service of technology to dial 911 voice and use 911 text services was denied from my use. The 911 interference has been documented and placed into my online journal. All of this vigorously received effort to suppress me individually and collectively of our citizenry to make a corrective course seems to be showing itself of a hate involvement bias. Such a need to address this is being exposed in the news in Los Angeles County. I claim it is much more expensive than just a single regional county's law enforcement agency. The technology device that I am using is given a full and complete public disclosure. I represent here to not have any kind of violent intentions. I am writing here to you in no way of any kind of offensive way. There is no way to assign such references that I am representing any kind of agency of destruction. I am in no way possible to be declared a terrorist. Far from it, I am under a mission of peace-making. I especially am in no way any kind of threat to national security. This goes to define the activity of the actions used against me under the Patriot Act allowing the government overreaching surveillance access to citizens. I suspect I am being negatively subject to its abuse that is being publicly reported and mentioned in public forums, also placed onto actual research finding publications on the National Institutes of Health related to this subject. See links below. These are imposed against me by points of connection much to all of the civil society in the community. I do not deserve this negative action against me. The actions that have been used against me are criminal and a violation of state and federal laws. These actions against me and my ability to report this are being intentionally roadblocked by the local police authority that will not acknowledge my reaching out to remedy. This BitChute video placed online best applies to present the similar nature that has happened to my own life. https://www.bitchute.com/videos/6gzskts0x/ftlit=i were1vgrkh/skinners0easy8hcblx w 8 vdf84 4na. The FBI COINTELPRO stalking and assassination program ran in secrecy for decades before being exposed in the 1970s. This program targeted activists, whistleblowers, political organizations and civilians in the United States. Dash. How can I remove the branding you all in the law enforcement authority and greater civil society have placed against my name and my identity? How can I stop the knowing I am maliciously targeted by the community points of affairs for 16 years and it will never end? This is a plea of mercy. Mercy, mercy, mercy me, stop the hate already. Dash. Device ID. 516-406-4560 device name, Forevermore Cruel Hate Incubator. This is in view of the entire scheme of police authority that is working opposite of the Commonwealth, opposite of natural law, opposite of good but working in the acts of evil. Any cause of action that goes to silence the effort to stop this, is an act in support to be sympathetic to hate and evil. I do not understand how you all sleep knowing these conditions remain unchallenged to the hate and evil motives that are infested in much of the police forces across the nation. Notes on the email address used here. factsdontlie.hadidon.id@gmail.com. Facts don't lie, hated on, I died. This ID created in August 2021 in the purchase of a new phone and immediately prior to a train trip destination to New York and the goal to be eventually into the United Nations. This need to go to the United Nations to denounce my United States citizenry and change my nationality to some other country that does not allow the haters to intentionally win. Always allowed to intentionally win. On board the Amtrak train, I attempted to communicate my traveling mission to the train conductor. I was not abusive or presenting myself in any way, intoxicated. I mentioned that I wanted to create a communication bridge into the United Nations. The conductor somehow took my request into an act to stop the train and call the Texas Police Authority to throw me off the train. My mission to go to the United Nations was interrupted. I was placed into a 58-day stay in jail in Williamson County, Texas. The account of what I observed in malicious operations of the jail and changes in the specifications of the building facility should be brought forward into full view of prompt correction. Obviously, an intention of change of building codes in the specifications of the fire protection system that are violations of code and would obviously fail inspection. I am now out of the jail and returned back to San Bernardino. My trip to New York United Nations was interrupted. Am I back here in a continued violation of the law against me of a continued persecutory system? That makes me a victim forever to the end of my life? I protest. This is what I uncovered at the jail in Williamson County, Texas, that are noted to be in violation of the operating code. This is being intentionally perverse and violated by the facility. https://text:rex/text:rex/text:page:sl=r&@=9&p:dir=np:rloc=np:ploc=np:ploc=np:g=1&p:tech=nt=37&pt=9&ch=259&rl=619 Texas Administrative Code Title 37 Public Safety and Corrections Part 9 Texas Commission on Jail Standards Chapter 259 New Construction Rules Subchapter G Temporary Housing, Buildings Rule Section 259.619 Life Safety Specifically identified here in violation of E. Self-alarming smoke detectors or smoke detectors which are part of an automatic fire detection and alarm system shall be provided for each inmate living and a room area in sufficient numbers to provide prompt warning to occupants and staff. The alarm systems should be tested in accordance with the manufacturer's recommendation, but shall be tested at least on calendar quarterly intervals and test results made a matter of record to include date and results of test, and signature of the person testing the equipment. What I observed during my incarceration at the Williamson County, Texas Corrections Facility in Georgetown was placed into the record on the information tracking system provided by Smart Jail Mail. This was placed into the written record under my booking 21-192,333. What I placed into the record is outrageous to consider this goes on without being identified as violations and inspections passed year by year. The 24 individual jail cells that are found in the cell block of infirmary have been altered from their original building specifications. The facility was built in 2003. What I observed is that the smoke detectors have been intentionally removed from the ceiling of these cells. Where these fire protection equipment units are supposed to be actively in operation, there is a blank metal cover with screws. This cover is painted over. The smoke detectors have been intentionally removed from all of the 24 individual person cells in this section of the jail. This being dedicated to infirmary for medical purposes, the cells also have routed in electrical power. The accessibility to 120-volt plugs is also a feature of these cells. In such a violation of specification, there must be some kind of reasoning for this change. The only speculative conclusion I can make is that at some time future, the plan is that somehow the country and government would be under the control of some kind of different power. This goes to the January 6, 2021 insurrection attack on the United States Capitol building. Those who engaged in this action against the government, if successful, would greatly be at an advantage of the cell block's current configuration. If taken that the government is overthrown by powers that represent sources from World War II era of Nazi Germany, which is true, these cells are currently configured to the possible use as torture chambers. This is a logical and reasoned suggested future use here considering that any smoke generated by the use of electrical torture of humans would go undetected by the system due to the missing units. If jails across our entire nation are under the top leader management of this kind of change in these jailhouse specifications, this has a great vulnerability in the security of our nation overall. Furthermore, to complicate the matter, what has happened to the radioactive element in these missing smoke detectors? If 24 are missing from this Williamson County, Texas jailhouse alone, what if such intentional removal of equipment changes have been made? This is definitely a source to consider enough to make a dirty bomb from this unaccounted dash for equipment. Making a dirty bomb dash ABC News. https://apnews.com/technologies/loose-nuka/story, id=1077341&page=1. November 1, 2005. This is a man-made radioactive agent that is used in oil drilling and surveying equipment and in very small amounts in household smoke detectors. Dash. This is just one of the items that I must bring forward into a correction at the jail. What I also know that is problematic, these matters are being protected and not addressed by a proclivity to support a hate agenda embedded in the entire policing authority across the entire country. When will I be treated with respect and dignity? When will I have a voice reaching through this bias? When will I be given the right to protest and the right to be received professionally? When will I be given the right of legal capacity to bring something into a viable discussion and intake these complaints into an active corrective remedy? On the efforts I have to stop the harassments that I have received, when will someone of greatness stand up and announce an end to terminate this systemic scheme of destruction along with the inappropriate use of abused powers of law enforcement police authority in this nation? Reference National Institutes of Health Researched Findings, untitled here, Pass Filters. https://www.bnlm.gov/pmc7178134. https://pubmed.bnlm.gov/33666560/. https://pubmed.bnlm.gov/33666560/. In such is the efforts of at sight unseen, Dr. Joseph Pierre, to hold a false accounting, fake news, published article that I denounce his motives as being anatology. What is happening is real. We must put an end to it, dash permanently. Dash. Dear United States Department of Justice. Last year, I opened a complaint with your agency about the violations of my civil rights. There is mention to this on my pinned tweet on Twitter. https://twitter.com/grew/status/13836806060960889651 At the Justice Debt. Update ready to slap on top of this fucking work table which collected dust for months. How many actual victims, such as I, could logically be found now? The digital records in the forensics of blocking from public agency accounts must begin. ID 29851-GBD. Image attachment, showing an email received confirming this complaint. Comma, dash. I just do not know what I am going to do. I have no true effective connection to my local public officials. These officials are engaged to not bring forward solutions in view of my needs. Once again I refer to the news article. We really want to help people find solutions. Where oh where is that for me? Sincerely. James Martin Driscoll. 3260 Grande Vista. San Bernardino, California, 92405. Mobile, 516-406-4560. Home phone, 909-882-8759. When can I expect to hear and connect to a real community that cares? When oh when can someone address my needs, in all elements of my healthcare connectivity? http://humanofuckeduphuman.space. At all levels has failed. HIV untreatable. I once again left to be attempting a reset of my primary care doctor and a referral to a trustable HIV care specialist. All prior attempts have failed. This is the recent effort gone run-a-muck to the support that gang stalking cannot be discussed inside with my mental care provider doctors. This is bullshit. http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net/patientpoint, an information technology company. Serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointer broken, .com/index/patientpoint, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken.com, parent directory, california-medical-clinic/facebook/modeling-a-new-future-all-relations-go-for-it-connection-instead-of-ill-filled-rejection, PDF. Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken-posts-facebook-check-in, California Medical Clinic, the only method of fix, you come to my home, the promise of difference you must shift into PDF. Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken-posts-facebook-htm. Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken-posts-facebook-pdf. Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken-posts-facebook-phila/. Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken-shoofly-don't-bother-me-gothicafantdiog. Patient Point, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken-shoofly-don't-bother-me-gothicafantitxt, comma, dash, http://webdomains.fuckeduphuman.net/patientpoint, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken.com/california-medical-clinic/index/patientpoint, an information technology company, serving needs of patient engagements for every point of care, pointerbroken.com/california-medical-clinic, parent directory, 911 directed dash point of care dash emergency aug excellence dash at real audit png qr dash 911 directed dash point of care dash emergency png sick vomit dash where a sick a sore secrets png trust dash ladder png reaching out slash dash my position here is I told you so will I survive can I have my life back please http://fuckeduphuman.space/williamson-county-texas-jail/index-of-williamson-county-texas-jail icon name last modified size description parent dir parent directory dash dir audio narratives comp archive slash 2021-11-2011-31 dash dir contacts and saved site pages at wilco.org slash 2021-11-17754 dash dir faxes slash 2021-11-28-1335 dash dir futures hate incubation dash under logics dash AI and machine learning defeating hate ideologies society wide dash can we make it before hate conquer due to the extreme erosion of trust before county collapse slash 2021-11-1719-32 dash dir inmate dash booking ID dash 21-192333 slash 2021-11-17752 dash dir messenger slash 2021-11-2818 hours dash dir smart jail mail com slash 2021-11-17756 dash dir take dash responsibility dash challenge dash meth dash law must change slash 2021-11-22712 dash dir youtube videos dash local news report slash 2021-11-171137 dash http://webdomainsrealifuman.net/nationalpolice.org/index-of-nationalpolice.org icon name last modified size description parent dir parent directory dash dir Gmail dash submission confirmation fill slash 2020-08-05-1302 dash txt Gmail dash submission confirmation htm 2020-08-05-1700 hours 56k comma Gmail dash submission confirmation a 2020-08-05-1327 6.6 m comma National Police dash important community affairs communication of 2021-11-3717 5.4 m img qr dash important dash public dash affairs dash community dash address National dash Police dash Association dash Police social media dash blogging dash stop gang stalking dot png 2020-08-07453425k IMG, QR dash National Police dash Important Community Affairs Communication dot PNG 2021-11-38 o'clock 269k. Open and listen to http://webdomainsrealifuman.net/nationalpolice.org/nationalpolice-important-community-affairs-communication-og. Open prior communication to the National Police Association ignored. http://webdomainsrealifuman.net/nationalpolice.org/gmail-submission-confirmation-htm. Am I just a piece of trash to ignore forevermore, a forevermore cruel condition onto my life? https://www.facebook.com/psychinscene/post/46680157166124046 comment id equals 475120928162638 2 Psych Unseen. N002 Item 6 Barrow 144 AT 7 SOAR 034 AM. Blog Post Number 126, Conspiracy Theories Aren't Delusions. Part 1, Conspiracy Theories in Clinical Practice. Posted November 2, 2021. https://www.psychologidode.com/conspiracy-theories. Conspiracy Theories Aren't Delusions. Psychologidode.com. Conspiracy Theories Aren't Delusions. Part 1, Conspiracy Theories in Clinical Practice. 5 Comments. James M. Driscoll. I take it that you stopped following the messenger content that I was placing into your view. Your last timestamp, seen by Psych Unseen August 5, 2021 at 9:04 a.m., 117 days ago. I find it fancy that this Psychology Today article on conspiracy theories goes to rebut some kind of re-positioning and possible excuse from your previously published articles onto the subject of gang stalking is mass delusional, when it is now on the National Institutes of Health, NIH, National Institute of Mental Health research findings on gang stalking, reflecting not delusional narratives but realistic accounts of life conditions under attack by invisible actions, psych unseen, being done onto this targeted individual population. So, you mislead the reading audience against the idea that gang stalking is real. I claim the motives of your authorship on this subject is anatology, and historically on a different subject, that being of UFOs, been also a massive blanket classified as delusional onto persons who claim to have seen or been involved with UFO reports. As the report from the DOD in June and the public discourse regarding UAP and A intelligence and aliens, alien, makes the past mass characterization of this subject are from delusional persons are finding itself also be wrong. Wrong. In your continued supporting view about gang stalking and the allowance that law enforcement detaches from their responsibility needs to be corrected. You are mentioned in this address to the National Police Association as a subline set of sources that continues to support and remain sympathetic to hate embedded in law enforcement of the United States of America. The way of the past to place gang stalking not a subject to be addressed by law enforcement but for persons to be misdirected to some kind of mental health treatment is absolutely outrageous to continue. I have to question what are your motives to hold this subject from moving forward in all honesty and truth. Audio OG, playtime 19 minutes. Title, National Police-Important Community Affairs Communication, http://webdomainsrealifumennet/national-police. As you know, because you have failed to confer these matters to a conversation as well, the result to which your need to hold silence forever more cruel, you have been given this contents web directory location, http://fuckeduphuman.life/dr-joseph-pira/. Such an honor? Or should it be a dishonor of location, absolute. This public comment should remain visible. Censorship only goes to prove that my positions are accurate to the truth and that you attempt to cover up that truth and therefore are too the same guilty of violations of United States Code, Article 18, Section 242. Deprivation of rights under color of law is custom protecting a conspiracy. This would be following the same mentioned custom that you too must detach from these comments from me. That you do not engage forward into dialogue but must recoil back into your dark silence. This must have a reason for you all, which must be broken. The conspiracy that is exposed must be terminated immediately. Do you care to finally move the subject of this debate into discourse and dialogue? Webdomainsrealifumennet. Webdomainsrealifumen.net. Webdomainsrealifumen.net. Comma, reply. Comma, remove preview. Comma, 3H. James M. Driscoll. https://pubmed.bnlm.nigov/33666560/. JMed Internet Res. 2021 March 5, 23, 3, e25722. doi:10.2196/25722. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study. Andrew Lustig 1-2, Gavin Brooks 3, Daniel Hunt. Affiliations. PMID, 33,666,560 PMCID, PMC 7,980,115 doi:10.2196/25722. Background, gang stalking is a novel persecutory belief system whereby those affected believe they are being followed, stalked, and harassed by a large number of people, often numbering in the thousands. The harassment is experienced as an accretion of innumerable individually benign acts such as people clearing their throat, muttering under their breath, or giving dirty looks as they pass on the street. Individuals affected by this belief system congregate in online fora to seek support, share experiences, and interact with other like-minded individuals. Such people identify themselves as targeted individuals. Conclusions, the study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gang stalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gang stalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gang stalking. Conclusions: the study found that contributors to the study corpus accomplished a number of tasks. They used linguistic practices to co-construct an internally coherent and systematized persecutory belief system. They advanced a position that gang stalking is real and contested the medicalizing discourse that gang stalking is a form of mental disorder. They supported one another by sharing similar experiences and providing encouragement and advice. Finally, they commiserated over the challenges of proving the existence of gang stalking. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study PubMed. PubMed-NCBIN-LM-NIGOV. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study PubMed. Linguistic analysis of online communication about a novel persecutory belief system, gang stalking, mixed methods study PubMed. Comma, reply. Comma, remove preview. Comma, 2H. James M. Driscoll. In your three-part published article on gang stalking on Psychology Today, you misuse the quotations from the materials published by Dr. Lorraine Sheridan. https://www.bnlmnigov/pmc7178134/. Your mention of Dr. Sheridan is intentionally used to deflect and redirect your narrative back to the original article of 2015 of Mass Delusion, where the 2020 paper repositions that conclusion from its same author from 2015. The conclusion you argue in your article is disingenuous to the published documentation. Your article on gang stalking should be taken and retracted and removed from the site due to the inaccuracies that you intentionally have imposed onto the public. I claim your article is the intentional use of enetology, intentional ignorance onto the society. For what purpose do you hold onto this action? Only goes to attempt to hide the secretive agenda being imposed upon targeted individuals, such as I. Stop Gang Stalking Awareness Group. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, a Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. NCBINLM-NIGOV. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, a Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. The Phenomenology of Group Stalking, Gang-Stalking, a Content Analysis of Subjective Experiences. Comma, reply. Comma, remove preview. Comma, 2H. James M. Driscoll. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Is that what you are attempting to relate to in conspiracy theories aren't delusions? https://www.bnlmnigov/pmc8569537/. National Institutes of Health, NIT, National Institute of Mental Health, JMIR Publications Incorporated, JMIR Ment Health, 2021 October, 8, 10, E30311, published online 2021 October 21st, doi, 10.2196/30311, PMCID, PMC8569537, PMID, 34,673,523. Social Semiotics of Gang Stalking Evidence Videos on YouTube, Multimodal Discourse Analysis of a Novel Persecutory Belief System. Monitoring Editor, Gunther Eisenbach. Reviewed by Shahzad Ashraf. Andrew Lustig, MD, MSc, Corresponding Author No. 1 Gavin Brooks, PhD, No. 2 and Daniel Hunt, PhD No. 3. Background. Gang stalking refers to a novel persecutory belief system wherein sufferers believe that they are being followed, watched, and harassed by a vast network of people in their community who have been recruited as complicit perpetrators. They are frequently diagnosed as mentally ill, although they reject this formulation. Those affected by this belief system self-identify as targeted individuals, TIs. They seek to prove the veracity of their persecution and dispute the notion that they are mentally ill by posting videos online that purport to provide evidence of their claims. Conclusions. These data provide insight into a novel persecutory belief system. Interpersonal concerns are important for people affected, and they construe others as either sympathetic or hostile. They create positive ambient affiliation with viewers. We found that vloggers use multimodal deixis to illustrate the salience of the belief system. The videos highlighted the Derridean concept of deference, wherein the meaning of polysema signifiers is deferred without definitive resolution. This may be important in communicating with people and patients with persecutory belief systems. Clinicians may consider stepping away from the traditional true/false dichotomy endorsed by psychiatric classification systems and focus on the ambiguity in semiotic systems generally and in persecutory belief systems specifically. Keywords: internet, discourse analysis, psychosis, delusion, semiotics, linguistics, computer-mediated communication, schizophrenia, e-health, video, communication, YouTube, social media, discourse, mental health. ncbinlmni.gov. www.ncbinlmni.gov. www.ncbinlmni.gov. Comma, reply. Comma, remove preview. Comma, 2H. James M. Driscoll. Review, https://www.facebook.com/nation/post/18999238968623833. Comma, reply. Comma, 2H. I am done with this conspiracy that is attacking my life, dash I am going to die before I get a community to care to actually assist me. I am going to die. Goodbye, I died.